Phoenix has a goal of diverting 40% of its waste by 2020. The city says as of the end of last year, its diversion rate was 30%. And an incubator run by ASU and Phoenix is looking to help companies that are aiming to get the city closer to that goal. Alicia Marseille is the director of the Resource Innovation Solutions Network Incubator, and she joins me. And Alicia, are we thinking about reusing and recycling in the right way? Should we be thinking about these concepts maybe a little differently?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about this, and actually, you know, I think instead of keep directing the conversation towards recycling, it's more about how do we direct conversations and build capacity and education around circular economy.
Which is something that, Phoenix has, not so recently, but, you know, in the last few years has really become pretty interested in.
Yes, City of Phoenix and ASU. And so instead of extracting raw materials, making something and throwing it away or putting it in a recycling bin, how do we, when we extract those raw materials, make something, how do we directly reuse them or keep those raw materials in the economy longer?
Is that more dependent on how we decide to use things or how manufacturers and designers design and make things?
All of the above. Definitely a mix. So if you look at waste, there's an upstream side, right? So when producers actually manufacture something, and then there's the downstream side in terms of what happens to those raw materials after the end of life.
So when I, for example, buy a carton of milk, let's say we use it in the house, when I'm done with that carton of milk, normally I would put it in the recycling bin. Is that what I should be doing? Or is there something else, a better use that I could be having for that?
Or let's think bigger, right? So if we think about systems thinking and how do we use innovation to, instead of a milk carton, let's take a plastic bottle. And instead of throwing it away, you know, there's early stage companies that are thinking, what if we could combine a 3D printer with a shredder and an extruder so I could, in my house, take that plastic bottle and micro-manufacture it into something else?
So I would do that right in my house. I don't have to even send it anywhere.
Right. So how do we support early stage companies that are innovating in this space to provide them more opportunities to scale? How do we connect them with other resources and other stakeholders that have an interest, right? And so that's kind of what we're doing with the incubator and working with the City of Phoenix.
I know that's just one example, but it sounds like a potentially very expensive example. Like, to have that kind of equipment in my house does not seem like it would be a cheap operation.
What about if it was a cooperative model?
So my neighbors and I all had one, or there was a place I could take it and
Correct.
Do it.
So like the Coronado Historic District in Phoenix actually has some of those elements already built into the neighborhood. Just voluntarily, they have a tool shed that everybody has access to. So similarly, what if there was something like that for something like micromanufacturing and 3D printing?
Do you think that that would be something that people would be interested in? I mean, because we have to be honest, there's sort of a, I don't want to call it a laziness factor, but mm-hmm. we all feel good when we put stuff in the recycling bin and then put it in the blue bin or whatever color your city is and take it out to the curb. We think, I'm doing something good for the earth here, and I don't really have to put in that much effort.
Right. So I think it's less about that specific example and more so about that there are tens of thousands of these types of early stage companies working with different types of technology. Some are obviously less expensive. Some directly impact R&D at the industry level. So on the product design side, can help them be more circular. And how do we support those types of innovations or encourage those innovations or build capacity around circular economy, collaborations and solutions that can support those?
Are there certain types of consumer products that are more well-suited for this kind of thing?
Well, a lot of these raw materials, the value is different. So it's really understanding what resource streams, so instead of calling it waste, we'll call it a resource stream. What are the resource streams that we're looking to reuse and what are their values and what are the possibilities within those to reuse them?
When you talk about the values, are these the economic values or the value of, for example, keeping them out of a landfill?
Economic value, but also both, right? So what's the value of keeping it out of the landfill?
It seems like there might be a two-part problem or two-part question that you are trying to solve and some of these companies that you're working with are trying to solve. First off, what can you do with these materials? And then how do you actually do it and make it happen? Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. Yes. That's a great assessment. And so it is, you know, what are the possibilities and how do you do that? And what resources do you need to do that? And who, what type of collaborations do you need to build and connect with the right people to make those things happen?
Are there things that people can be doing now to not so much recycle, but reuse or create sort of a circular economy in their own home besides, you know, using a plastic fork, washing it and using it again? I mean, are there some of these technologies that are available now?
Technologies in the home, not as much, but I think there are a lot of things in regards to just changing our behaviors until some of these technologies become more available in the home. I think some of these technologies already exist at the industry level that have partnered with some of these companies. We just aren't as aware of them. You're seeing companies like REI has a secondary market platform for people to sell their REI gear back on. So instead of sending it to Goodwill, you can post it there. You've seen the wave of the say no to the straws. A lot of places are doing away with plastic bags as well as maybe even to-go containers at restaurants. So I think there's things that we can do at an individual level to start to drive these changes. And then it becomes, how do we as a community start to support these types of early stage companies that are in this space?
Alicia Marseille is director of the Resource Innovation and Solutions Network Incubator. Alicia, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.